inviting the body to sit comfortably. Supported on our solid earth, sheltered by the room, in the presence of others, supported by cushion, wall, chair, bench. And receiving the support of the material situation of this moment, warm, dry, fed, cared for enough to make it here, healthy enough to make it here tonight. Let the body be at ease. A short meditation on gratitude to begin our evening. For the food we ate today and all the conditions that brought it to us. The earth, the water, the sunlight, the ecosystem, the watershed. Farmers, workers, managers, drivers, our own labor, our own relationship with commerce, with money, with others, in a vast web of community, collaborating. To bring that food to our bowls, to nourish this body. Gratitude for food. If you have enough food to eat, gratitude for having enough. And then remember those who don't. Remember that food is not guaranteed. That it comes with some privilege and grace. So we let our gratitude extend outward as the wish that all beings who hunger may be fed. We'll do this with each of the four requisites. Shelter. Gratitude for shelter. On a cold, rainy night, gratitude for shelter. If you have good shelter, think of it. Thank you. All the conditions that come together to give us that shelter. People near and far, the vast web of community and relationship and commerce and good fortune. Gratitude for shelter. And remembering how many do not have shelter, who do not have enough shelter, who do not have dry, warm shelter on a night like this. May all beings be sheltered, find sufficient shelter to live at ease. Clothing. The immediate skin level shelter from the elements, from dangers of many kinds, insects, temperature. Harsh physical contact, gratitude for clothing, gratitude for the web of relations that has brought clothing to me. As with all the requisites, especially in our modern world, we know that the pathway is not clear. Of ethical harm. How did this clothing come to me? Who worked? For what wages? In what conditions? And then remembering those who don't have sufficient clothing for protection, for beauty. For ease of living, may all beings be clothed in the way they choose and need for well-being. Just notice how in this process, the meditation on gratitude fills up the heart with a certain quality. I have received that which is helpful. And then the quality of compassion, seeing the suffering of others, shakes or quivers or pierces that heart. And we must do this. Gratitude must not become a pathway to delusion or denial. It must always open back out into compassion. Gratitude for food. May all beings be fed. Gratitude for shelter. May all beings be housed. Gratitude for clothing. May all beings be clothed. The fourth requisite, medicine. Think of the last time you took a medicine. To preserve or repair your health, your comfort, your ease. Gratitude for medicine. For the profound and deep work of modern and traditional medicines to serve ease and well-being. Gratitude for doctors. Gratitude to plants. Gratitude to healers of all cultures, finding that which heals. And then, may everyone have access to medicine. May everyone be cared for in their health. In a way that repairs and maintains well-being. How many suffer through lack of access to medicine? May those conditions be changed. We can change them. We hope. Gratitude for medicine. May all beings have medicine. And then just coming back to the sense of your body sitting, resting into the body, and in any way allowing the comfort of your body in this moment, whatever aspect of your experience right now you can connect with that's comfortable. Allowing that comfort to brighten, to deepen, and not to be taken for granted. I am comfortable right now because the requisites have been given me, and they are not guaranteed. Comfort is never guaranteed. Resting into comfort, even a little bit, however much is available. Is an invitation for the mind to relax, for the anxieties to relax. And you might return now to the basic practice of feeling the rising and falling breath. Staying close to that breath as an anchor for the attention, resisting the pull of distracting thought or other ideas. Immersing the attention in the breath and the body. Delighting in the stillness of the storytelling mind, even for a few moments when it pauses. And when the mind does wander, just coming back. Reconnecting with body and breath, and beginning again.